Today, Body and Mind welcomes Michelle Leske to our platform. Michelle runs a holistic healing practice called Metamorphosis, specializing in kahuna massage, aura healing, Reiki, Bach flower remedies, and numerology. But today, we will chat about the wonderful pilgrimages to Egypt that Michelle takes groups of people on. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Taryn.
So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you and where are you from?
I live in close to Johannesburg, and I'm a mom of two adult children, a son and a daughter. I'm also an alternative healer, and I'm very fortunate to work from home. We have a cottage that I've converted into my healing room, and it is absolutely divine. It's set in my garden, which I have a great passion for. So I've got the best of all the worlds. I do what I love and where I love it too. So it's perfect for me. I'm a very honest person, and I don't suffer deceit easily. So therefore, all the modalities that I use in my healing practice are things that have actually worked for me. They've gelled for me. They've assisted me. And that is why I use them to assist other people to heal and to grow and to transform. my favorite is the kahuna massage, because that is the healing modality that brought the most amount of change in me, positive change. It opened me up. It made me softer. It helped me to release a lot of fear, and that is the modality that I use the most, that I'm most partial to using. But then when I'm doing a kahuna massage, I would also always use the Reiki. So Reiki, basically any of my treatments that I do, I'm using Reiki as well. So Reiki, you could probably say, is on a par with the kahuna because of the lovely soft energy that it gives you. I'm also a seeker of truth and a seeker of wisdom. I'm forever reading, watching YouTube videos, trying to find different opinions about things, so that I can deduce my own truth from what I'm seeing and reading and feeling and hearing. I'm also a great lover of travel. I love traveling, and I love experiencing different cultures and the way people live and the food that they eat. That's what I love about travel as well, is the different kinds of foods that you can experience in different countries. And I also love gardening. Gardening is one of my big passions. And I love nature, and going to the game reserve or the sea, swimming in the sea is one of my best things. And yeah, so basically I'm very simple. There's nothing too hard. I love being honest, and I appreciate honesty coming back to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Michelle. You know, listening to you speak is so inspiring. I can feel and hear the love in your voice. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Now, how did you come about with this traveling idea? How did this trip to Egypt come about? Did you just wake up one day and decide to take people around the world? Or give us a little bit of history as to what this is all about.
My first trip to Egypt in November 2011 was sort of, really, it just fell into my lap, because I'd heard about people speaking about Egypt before, and I used to think, why would you really want to go to Egypt? Because I just imagined like dust and desert and dry, and I had no idea really what it would be all about. And then I went on a healing course, an aura healing course, and the teacher said that I had a big Egyptian connection. And that obviously just sparked a lot of interest about Egypt for me, because I really didn't have any before. And then I joined the Tut Adventures of the Universe page, Facebook page. And one of the things that you could do on there was create a vision board for something that you, anything that you would want to achieve. And surprisingly enough, my whole vision board included Egypt, everything about Egypt. So that was like in the March of that year. In the June of that year, I received an advert for a trip to Egypt. And I thought, this is it, I'm going. So my husband said, what would you like for your birthday? So I said, a trip to Egypt. Well, his eyes nearly popped out of his head. Anyway, that happened. I got my trip to Egypt, and I was being very cheeky asking for something like that because I don't normally get big presents like that at all. I'll normally get something, you know, like a regular size present. So, yeah, so off I went in November 2011, and it was absolutely life-changing for me. I used to be so claustrophobic. I couldn't ever, ever, ever go into a cave. So we would take our kids to Sudwana caves or whatever, and I would sit outside because I couldn't even walk into the cave. So when we got to the Valley of the Kings, which is all tombs of all the pharaohs, I thought, I don't think I can do this, but I don't want to miss out, but I really don't think I can go because you go in, it looks like a mountain that you're going into. So one of the people on the tour said to me, Michelle, there's something there for you. Go in, don't miss out. So I thought, okay, let me just do this. Anyway, I went in feeling really, really nervous and apprehensive. I got in there and I was completely, completely overwhelmed, not at all claustrophobic. And that very half an hour of being in that tomb completely cured my claustrophobia. Then there was also, I had a fear of flying. I had a fear of so many things before I went to Egypt. Those fears were released. You know, now I relish flying. I can't wait to get on the plane to fly. And no flight is too long for me. I just love being in the airplane. So that whole fear of flying, the claustrophobia, that all diminished. My confidence grew obviously with that. I became softer. I became more open to people. And that's where there's just a special kind of magic in Egypt. You cannot explain it to anybody. You've got to actually go there to experience it yourself. And that is why I decided I'd really, really like to take people to Egypt on tours. And just for them to experience that, it's almost like a coming home. Because I think a lot of us have lived lives in Egypt previously. And I decided that's what I want to do. And I would really, really love people to go with me to just experience that magic. It's like your fears, your issues get transmuted there. It's a great, great place to go for healing.
It sounds
And
incredible. Which
yeah,
city would you say?
it's really, really magical.
Now, are you taking groups of people as a healing trip, a healing tour?
Well, my next tour that I'm doing is definitely going to be a healing tour. It's the Goddess Tour. And basically what it is balancing the masculine and feminine energy. So that is what the next tour is going to be all about.
That sounds awesome. How long is that tour going to be?
It's going to be 10 days, and it's March next year.
Can anybody join in, or do you have to have any special requirements before somebody can join a group like that?
Taryn, anyone is welcome to join in. You know, I just want to tell you a little bit about the Goddess Tour. So how it came about was I noticed that there was a great imbalance of masculine and feminine energy in our society. You know, we're very ego-driven, which is more masculine energy based. And think people are hard. We've got such barriers around ourselves. We need more softness. We need more gentleness in our world. People go to work, pay for their house, pay for their car, don't have time to do anything for themselves. Not enough self-nurturing, not enough self-love. And if you can't nurture yourself and love yourself, then it's virtually impossible to do that for anybody else. So that is why I feel that this Goddess Tour is so important. It's to bring that balance of masculine and feminine energy into ourselves. And thereafter, obviously, spread it out to the rest of the world. So, what it entails is there's going to be a lot of meditation on the tour. We'll be doing meditations every day. We'll be calling in the goddesses and the feminine deities to assist us with that balance. And also, just like a lot of self-nurturing, just being with ourselves, balancing that energy, focusing on the feminine. So if we're focusing on the feminine, obviously that energy is going to start resonating with us. And hopefully it'll be contagious and spread out. Yeah, and it's going to be
Fabulous.
an amazing trip because one of the draw cards for the tour is sitting between the paws of the Sphinx, which I'm not sure if you know, but it's not everybody does that. It's not open to everybody. You've got to get special permission and it costs extra. So I've got a really, really good deal to for us to do that. And then also obviously the Nile cruise, floating down the Nile cru on the Nile on a Nile cruiser 5-star for 5 days. That is amazing because, and you're also not on the cruiser the whole day. You get off. We go and we visit temples and tombs and markets. So it's not just sitting on a Nile cruiser the whole day. You're actually doing things. But it's just experiencing that beauty of the Nile, which is amazing. I can't even begin to describe the magical quality of the Nile River. I've swum in there. It was so freezing, but it was one of my better experiences in my life. And then also we will be visiting the Karnal Khalili market, which is a huge, huge market in Egypt, which sells everything: clothes, food, incense, lamps. Another thing that is possible is to go into one of the pyramids at the Giza Plateau. So depending on which one is open that on the day, you can choose if you would like to go in there or not. And then what is the other thing that what I can tell you about? Yeah, I think that's about it about that tour. So it's not only for woman, the name might imply Goddess Tour is only for women, but it's especially for men to assist them to balance that for their feminine energy because women's feminine energy is still there. It's might be dormant, but it is there. I think a lot of males don't even recognize that they have feminine energy, so it would be very good for men to do this tour.
Thank you very much for sharing your passion with us, Michelle. Now, if our listeners want to contact you, if they're interested in the tour, how can our listeners find you?
They can either go onto my website, which is www.metamorphosis.amawebs.com, or they can contact me on my email address, which is leskimichelle47 at gmail.com.
It was lovely chatting to you, Michelle, and I'm looking forward to seeing some amazing pictures from your next trip.
Ah, thank you, Tara. Thank you so much.